89. Marcus. Marcus lay on his back on the deck of the boat, Tyrion's cheek pressed against his chest, and his eyes on the endless stars above them. The boat swayed and drifted, moored to a tree along the bank, the air filled with the sound of cicadas and the scent of freshly tilled fields. Despite the darkness, it was still hot enough that sweat dampened his brow, not even a breath of breeze rustling the trees to cool his overheated skin. He was home. They'd been in the heart of Celandor for some time now, floating down the Savio and past Sel cities and towns and villages, the landscape devoted to the agriculture and livestock that dominated the nation. It was hot and humid, the winter rains warm as bathwater as they fell from the sky. But tomorrow they'd arrive in Celandriel, and he'd have to face the moment he'd dreaded for so very long. Tyrianna shifted in her sleep, her naked legs entwining with his. He ran his fingers down her back, soothing her into the restfulness that he denied himself. Tonight was their last night together. The last time he could listen to her wild tales over a campfire. The last time he could lose himself in her beautiful body. The last time he would see dawn with her in his arms. He didn't want to let her go. Didn't want to lose her. Didn't want to go back to being the Empire's weapon for many reasons. But one of the biggest was that he knew one day it would mean meeting her across the battlefield. But what was the alternative? If he didn't go to Cassius and the Senate with the locations of the Xenthier paths, Tyrianna's mother and people would remain imprisoned, and the 37th would remain under Titus's control, believing he was a deserter, which he would be, having abandoned his brothers, having abandoned Felix with those last toxic words. Have you ever wondered what you might achieve if you fought for something you believed in? Tyrianna's question floated through his mind for the 1,000th time, a thought that he'd never allowed himself to have and never could, because the moment he stepped out of line and crossed Cassius, the consul would reveal Marcus's secret, that he was firstborn, not second, that his father had sent him in his brother's place because he wanted to keep his healthy son as heir, and in doing so, had broken one of the Empire's most sacrosanct laws. He, his father, and his brother would be hanged in the Forum, his mother stripped of even the clothes on her back and sent into exile, his younger sisters along with her. Cordelia's husband would be encouraged to cast her aside, which would mean her children would be taken from her forever. He couldn't do that to her. Wouldn't let her be hurt in that way. Unbidden, another girl's words filled his head. Which sort of man are you, Legatus? The sort who desires to save the world, or to save himself? The voice of the girl he'd murdered to protect both his families, and to protect himself. How much worse would he have to do? How much further would he have to go? His head was a throbbing mess of pain, his breath coming too fast. Shifting Tyrianna off his chest, Marcus sat up and moved to the edge of the boat, eased carefully off it, the water cold against his overheated skin. Reaching the bank, he stumbled up it, already gasping for breath, panic setting in. He fell to his knees, forehead pressed against the rocks and mud, feeling his throat close, feeling the darkness take over, pulling him down and down, tears soaking his cheeks because he knew someone like him wouldn't be granted such an easy end. And that when he woke, exhausted and aching and ill, the decision would remain.